Joining us now by phone, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, and how's everything in the area?
Actually, got a little sun right now. Gonna enjoy it.
Yeah.
But cooler.
We have clouds and a great northeast wind and feeling much more like late October.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrific, terrific conditions. Wonderful, wonderful for taking a walk. Looking back on a couple of things, the temperature average for October as of now is considerably warmer than normal. Now, that's going to change, and we will be dropping. I think the mild days, at least for a while, are over. Same with all the clear skies that we've been having. That's what's been so amazing, is just day after day of clear skies. According to the forecast, we're also going to get some rain. As it stands right now, this has been one of the driest Octobers on record. You got to go all the way back to the early 1940s to find an October that's been drier than this as it stands now. And, of course, that could change very rapidly in the next few days. We have rain in the forecast for today. We'll find out what that's going to be a little bit later. A couple of interesting things of note. I hope you had a chance to look at the sky this past week, especially after dark. You know, all the clear days, they also turn into clear nights in many cases. And we had some just beautiful, just extremely good stargazing. I find it best in the early morning. But the full moon as of yesterday, it was just terrific. Early morning walk yesterday, I saw the full moon reflecting off of lake water, but I also saw it reflecting off of the newly formed ice.
Mm.
And that is, of course, a sign of the times as well. But absolutely spectacular. Also, the planet Jupiter has been so great. Earlier in the week, the planet Jupiter and the moon were aligned near each other. And that always makes for a neat observation. And then there was the Comet 2010. Now, you had to know where to look and what to look for, but I was able to see what I thought was it. And that's always kind of a neat thing. You don't, you don't see comets all the time. The daylight, of course, is going less every day. We're now down to about 10 and a half hours of daylight and, of course, darkness more than that. And that means that we're having bird movement. The early migration has pretty much moved on, but we have some later ones. Last week I mentioned about someone reporting snow buntings. Well, I had a chance to see them this week myself just a couple days ago. There was a flock of them right out front here along the road, and that's always a neat bird to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they scare up and you see the white on their wings, it really identifies them as snow buntings. And then yesterday I saw another flock. In addition to that, we still have lots of tree sparrows and juncos hanging around, and we have a flock of wood ducks that's hanging around. They will be staying as long as they can. They seem to be resting really well and finding food, but with the freeze-up, they're going to have to be moving before long. The other night, I woke up to the sound of a saw-whet owl calling, which is really a neat sound. There is plenty of saw-whet owls that migrate through in mid-October. And some of them will stop and call, and that's what this one was doing. It's just a terrific sound to see. It's a little tiny owl. It's hard to see, but boy, making that sound is just wonderful. I've also been hearing ruffed grouse drumming quite a bit still, including way at night. This is the males letting the other ones know what's going on. We were treated to just a spectacular view yesterday while out taking a walk. We had a flock of nine trumpeter swans fly over. And they were giving their calls that really let you know that they were trumpeter swans. You know, this is an interesting story. Had it been 20 years ago or more, that would have been a very rare sight. But they have been reintroduced and have been doing quite well in Minnesota. So, I see them now every year. In addition to that, I still saw the big brown bats out feeding this week. Now, once again, that could be changing with the cooler temperatures moving in. And the flying squirrels have been showing up at the bird feeder. I started feeding them just this week. They showed up before I even put any food out, so I thought, oh, it's time to feeding them. So I did, and they've been hanging around. I've been watching the baseball playoffs this week. I'm an avid baseball fan. And it's been really interesting looking one direction and seeing really interesting baseball games, and then looking out the other direction and seeing the really interesting flying squirrels hanging around the feeder, because they are nocturnal. They have been coming out at night. And then along with that are what I call the World Series moths. We have a set of moths that show up late in October, And they fly on these very chilly mornings or very chilly evenings, often around 30 degrees. They're out there flying, and they do get attracted to the window like a lot of moths do. So that was going on out there, too. We still have some color in the leaf trees. I was up north this week, and there I saw very little of the tamarack color still there. But in our immediate neighborhood, oh, yes, we still have some pretty good yellow-gold tamaracks. And we have yellow of three big trees that keep right on lingering. One of them, the silver maple, another one, cottonwood, and the third one is the willows. Weeping willows are actually just starting to get their yellow. So we have still plenty of color. A lot of roadside asparagus. You never realize how common asparagus is until it starts turning so yellow at this time. It's like little bushes along the side of the road. It's very common. It's escaped from gardens, and it has become a common plant here. And for those who want to see red leaves, yes, they're still out there, but don't look up. Look down. Lots of raspberries, blueberry, blackberry, bunchberry, strawberry, all with still bright red leaves. I just came back from a walk, and I saw virtually every one of those. So, yes, autwind continues, and it's still worth getting out to take a look. So I suggest to do so.
Thank you, Larry.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We'll talk with Larry again next Saturday right around 9:30. He joins us on North Shore Weekend from his home near Carleton. He's a phenologist and gives us the update on what's going on outdoors.